Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Welcome back. It is so great to connect with you, and I hope this finds you doing well during these crazy times, you know, whether you're at, you know, on stay at home or, you know, depending upon the location. I know there's just a lot of different things going on. Also, you know, when you look at social media, I mean, so many different emotions and perspectives, and, you know, some people are who are living in fear of their health, others who are living in fear of finances or stress with their relationship or trauma or, you know, all different things going on. Some people really very deep into conspiracy theories or protesting everything. I mean, just a lot of things going on right now in our world. And what I really want to do is kind of step away from that and continue to look at the core of what's important. And of course, looking at the key things as far as your happiness, your health, relationships, and your financial well-being. And so, you know, of course, on the last episode, we talked about relationships because just there's so many different things going on. People spending a lot of time with their loved one or in their relationship. And by the way, guys, so many people from the last episode, people were saying, oh my God, this woman, Renata, she's so, so sweet. I just want to find her a man. I mean, it was really, really sweet. I love that. And I also love the comments as far as people really looking at their relationship patterns and working on creating that change within themselves. And, you know, just remembering to breathe, take a moment, continue to lift yourself. You know, and continue, obviously, if you're here, you're somebody who is wise enough to be doing exactly that, to continue to lift yourself, to continue to expand. You know, there's so much negativity or chaos, you know, opportunities to get caught up in that right now. And so, obviously, staying out of that, if you're somebody who's here, of course, you're obviously somebody who's filling your mind with great positive things, continuing to grow. And I have to say, I love that. I love it. And I'm so impressed because, you know, there's some chaos. let's be honest. It's there and people are getting caught up. And so I love that you're here. And today we're going to talk about money and health. And so I do have a volunteer that I'm bringing on. And just to let you know ahead of time, I did end up changing her name. So we're going to call her Linda, just because as we start really unraveling the story of what's going on, you know, just to kind of give you some information ahead of time, she does have some physical ailments going on, some pain and various health issues. But as we start to dive into what's going on with the health issues and what comes up for her, it does get quite vulnerable. And so it kind of went some places that she wasn't expecting and all of that. So we're going to call her Linda. And she's a wonderful, sensitive being. And when it comes to money and also money with your health, there can be some vulnerabilities. There can be some complexities. There can be a lot of different things that come up. And of course, I love everybody who comes on my podcast. I definitely want to be delicate with, to be gentle with, and to help them get life-changing results. That's always the goal. And so with her, it just felt like we're going to go ahead and do that to just soften this a bit and work through it. So that said, it'll be really interesting as we start out. And let's go ahead and dive in with Linda. How's it going?
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired, but I'm cool.
You have a long day?
No, I didn't have a long day. That's the problem. I've done nothing today because I wanted to just be relaxed so that I could do this and not be stressed out or anything. Because I just finished shopping like a fiend.
I hear you. You know, the message that you sent me.
A text message.
It says, what you wanted to tell me for this was that your flexibility has gotten to the point where you can't pick anything up off the floor. You can't sit on the floor, can't get up off the floor, and can't get into a swimming pool. So it's almost impossible.
It's bad. It's bad. I hate taking a shower because I can't reach I can barely reach the top of my foot. I can't even wash the bottom of my foot. That's how bad it is. I mean, are we recording right now?
We are recording right now.
Okay. I can tell you some other things, but yeah.
You crack me up. You crack me up. You have such a fun personality. So what happened? So I didn't finish reading that. What, your back, your hip, what's going on with you and where's your pain and what's going on?
Okay. Well, I would say, you know, after I threw all that up on the text, I woke up this morning and I thought, you know what, really the most important thing to me, if I had to say, about that I want to heal quickly is my right foot. And my left lower back, because that is preventing me from doing a lot of things. I would love to heal my flexibility. If I could get that back, it would be amazing.
Okay, your foot, your back pain, and you had hip surgery, correct? You had hip surgery,
yeah.
Back surgery? Okay.
Yeah, I had hip surgery and back surgery, and it didn't solve my problem.
Okay, and you said it made it worse.
Yeah.
Okay. So bringing that all together, you got some things going on, Linda. So let's do this. And really quickly, you know, I have to tell everybody how we met. So, you know, during this whole pandemic, my schedule's been crazy. And so she has started like shopping for people. And I just helping people get groceries and whatnot. And so I went on this service to go say, like, I need help getting groceries. I've just, my schedule's been going. I've just been wanting to, you know, do what I can do and my part in all of this. And, you know, if you've been on the morning mind programming calls and whatnot, then you know that there's, you know, just a lot of things going on, wanting to help people, lift people, all of that, and help people with COVID. And here's this angel who comes and brings me groceries. It was the greatest thing. And so when she says she's been shopping like crazy, that's what you've been doing. So thank you for what you've been doing for everybody during this time.
You're welcome. It's you know, I am grateful. I'll tell you something. I'm just grateful that I can buy food. You know what I mean? I had no money before I started shopping, doing this professional shopping gig. And, it's cool because it's helping everybody and it's also helping me too. So it's paying my bills.
And that's beautiful. And I love that you just said that. You said, this is helping me too. You know, when things are a win-win, it's beautiful. And by the way, that's part of where we're going. So, that said, let's go ahead and use that as a segue to dive in. I'm going to ask you right now, what is the current level of pain in your right foot and your lower back?
Well, I'm not feeling pain right now. I'm feeling like I can barely walk. if you can imagine that. My body is so, it's like the, I don't know how to describe the level of pain. All I know is I feel like I have a bar across my lower back and I can barely walk.
Okay. And,
and my foot is not hurting right now. It's hurting a little bit, but not much. If I was walking, if I had just come back from shopping, grocery shopping, I would be in abject pain.
Okay.
It would be throbbing. It would be horrible.
Okay. And so on that note, bingo, let's do this. Could I ask you, could I invite you if you'd like to stand up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me move my chair. Should I? Okay. Perfect. You can't see me all the way though. You want me to turn my screen?
You're all good. I can feel you. I can feel you. So bingo. If I ask you to notice the feeling and bring your awareness to the level of discomfort you feel in your body right now, if I ask you where you're feeling the most discomfort right now, where would you say that is?
I'd say in my my hips and my back.
Okay. And if I ask you what the level of discomfort in your hips and your back are, what's your level?
That's hard to say, because when you say a level, I feel like I have to be in agony to be a 10, but it is, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I'd say an 8-9 right now, because it's hard to walk.
Okay. So we'll give it an 8-9 and we'll go from there. All right. So we're going to dive in. All right, here we go. If I ask you how long you feel like you've been struggling financially, even before all of this.
Oh my God. I think, geez, I would say several years big time. But I've been struggling financially for many, many years.
Okay.
Many
years. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment. I want you to think about this. Have you ever seen before somebody who like, as soon as they get like a refund or they get this money coming in or something like that, as soon as they
spend it all, that would be me.
Yep. They spend it all, or something happens, or the washer.
Yes.
Or the car.
Yes.
Yes.
That's me.
Yes.
How did you know that?
Okay. And so just for a moment, bingo. What I'm going to ask you to do is, by the way, while we work on this, you can sit down and then stand back up if you'd like, or you can stay standing, whatever is most.
Can I sit down? Because it's uncomfortable standing. Yeah,
absolutely. And we'll work on it, and then we'll have you stand again and we'll see what the level is.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. Okay. So that's you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to break this down very simply and make it about something else. Okay. So watch this. Have you ever heard before of a woman, you know, if I use a stereotype, and it's a stereotype I use commonly because we want to make this simple, but if I ask you, have you ever heard before of a woman who has an abusive father or an alcoholic father, and then she leaves him and finds the boyfriend, boss, spouse, blah, 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 and she has that same pattern of
that dating? Would be me.
There
How
you go.
How did you know that?
Okay, because our patterns breed more of the same, right? Okay, and so have you ever heard of that happening for others also, where they have that pattern?
Yeah.
Okay. And I see those tears in your eyes. I feel you. Okay.
Well, I can't believe how you guessed that about me.
That's
off the wall.
Okay. Okay. So, and by the way, so part of what we're going to be doing is that's what I'm doing is I know that you're new to this because we just met. But if you've episodes or whatnot, part of what I do, I went through an injury and I feel what other people feel. And wow. So part of the reason that I'm able to help people get radical results is because I can feel what you're feeling. Okay. And so, but I want you to think about, I want you to look at the way you're thinking for a moment.
You're going
to
make me cry.
I feel you, honey. I feel you.
You know, it's so strange because it's not strange. It's like, you know, Louise Hay. You know, Louise Hay.
She's wonderful.
You know, yes, and it's all about how you're storing negative emotions from the past in your body. And I've always known this. I just don't know how to release it. And I don't know why it's gotten so bad since I had those surgeries. It's just over the top.
I hear you. I hear you. So I have a question for you. How long have you known your mind is powerful? How long have you been into spirituality and Louise Hay and all of that? How long?
Many years.
How long?
Probably since I was like in my late 20s, so I'm 60. Don't tell anybody because I look a lot younger than I am. But so then that would be what, 30 years?
Well, 20s to 30, 30 plus 30 to 40 years. Okay, so this is what's exciting, right? Is it it's time to change it? You know you can do it. The concept is there, and let's do this. So this, and I got to tell you, going through my injury, I was injured for 7 years, morphine, wheelchair, walker, cane, all of that stuff.
And I have to use a cane intermittently.
So what I'm saying though is this, I get it. I did all of the stuff of trying to convince myself I was already healed, all of the gratitude, all of the sending energy, receiving energy.
Yes, and none of it works.
Bingo. It doesn't, unfortunately. So we're going to do something more fun today.
Okay. Oh, good.
And so what I'm going to do is I love you. You're so fun. You're so fun. All right. So here we go. So what I'm going to do is I want to tap into specifically what it is. And we're going to start to look at things in a different way. Okay.
Great.
Bingo. I'm going to feel in what you're feeling. So give me just a second. All right, so I want to go ahead and take just a quick moment and pause it just to speak to a few quick things. You know, first and foremost, you know, if you heard her and I talking about how gratitude didn't work, yada, yada, I do want to say, of course, bringing in gratitude is a great thing. Like, you want to feel grateful in your life. And I also want to say that I've never actually seen anyone heal from gratitude alone. And you know, it takes more than that. It does. And maybe someone somewhere has, but in my experience with all the people I've worked with, I've never seen somebody heal from gratitude alone. And you know, even if you think about all the past episodes where you've seen people get radical healing results, which is awesome, I just haven't seen anybody do it via gratitude alone. And part of the reason I speak to that is because there seem to be some misconceptions with healing where I'll see people who are working just on gratitude and bringing that in to try to heal. And, you know, even if we think about Linda's situation, you know, she's been in spirituality for over 30 years. I mean, so she said since her late 20s, now she's 60. So, you know, and I see that all the time as well. People who have been spiritually aware, and yet they're still suffering from a lot of health issues and their life still isn't working. And so I see that all of the time. And so just kind of a few things to note. Of course, there are other things, you know, she mentioned she had the surgery and her, it got worse, you know, and that's another location. And so just a lot of different things going on. And that's the key part that I really wanted to point out, you know, things like convincing yourself, are you already healed, or gratitude, different things like that. A lot of misconceptions in the healing space. Of course, again, gratitude is great. Absolutely bring it in. But for healing, it does take more. And so that's where we're going. Let's go ahead and dive back in. Bingo. Okay, so if I ask you how often you've been feeling like you've desperate, feeling stuck and wanting to just cry, if I ask you how often you feel that way, how often would you say that is?
A lot, but I'll tell you something. I have I keep myself at bay.
I keep thinking
that I am going to completely heal this by the end of the year. That because they're going to give me this nerve, this radio frequency embolization, and they've already done these test studies on me, which took away the pain on my left side. And that radio frequency thing is going to be my panacea. And do you want to know something really strange?
What's that?
I've been waiting for this thing for a year, and my medical insurance keeps dicking me around for a year. They make it almost impossible for you to get the care that you need. And I was supposed to get that done.
So wait a second. Wait. We're hearing what I have to say really quick, and then you can continue.
Okay.
Hear what I have to say. You're fueling it with negative energy right now. So in other words, if I wanted to go toward the positive to make this shift, you're going the opposite way.
Okay.
So you can say what you're going to say, but I want to let you know you're exacerbating the problem instead of solving the problem. So you can continue if you'd like.
No.
Okay. So I want you to notice all these emotions you have, right? Okay. So I want you to think in terms of emotions, because we've all been there before where we're meditating and sending white light and sending energy and visualizing and all of this stuff, and it's not working. Okay. So I'm going to ask you, are you willing to change the way you feel? F-E-E-L. Are you willing to change the way you feel? I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and think about what I'm saying. Are you willing to change the way that you feel emotionally? Are you really willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to take that in. And if you think about it, you've been doing this 30, 40 years. You've known. Your mind is powerful. So I love that you know that. Like, I love that you know that. I love that you've done the Louise Hay, the, all of these things and all of that. And now it's time to really take it to the next level, right? And
that would be amazing.
Just for a moment, if you think about it, bingo, I'm going to ask you to picture the awareness that you can see how patterns have come another, like the pattern of dating where it's one after another, the pattern of money, you get more money, then it's like you go spend it, it's gone right away, and that whole feeling over and over and over again, right? And so just for a moment, I want to remind you,
wow,
you can change that.
It's a feeling of helplessness.
It is a deep feeling of helplessness. But I have a question for you. If you knew how to reprogram your mind and your energy, how helpless and hopeless would you be?
I'd be ecstatic.
Okay, so I want to tell you something. 90 to 95% of your brain cells are subconscious. Have you been working with your subconscious mind?
No.
Okay, so I want you to picture just for a moment that there's 100 people, and out of 100, 90 to 95 of the people are on one side, and 5 to 10 people are on the other side. Who wins?
Say that again. I'm sorry. My mind is like,
100 people. There's 100 people in total.
Yeah.
And there 90 people are on one side.
Yeah.
There's 10 people on the other side. Who's going to win, the 95 or the 90 people or the 10 people?
The 90 people.
So I want you to think about your subconscious mind and all of the programming that's in your subconscious mind is the 90 people. And then the effort that you're putting forth to change your circumstances is the 10 people at best, the 5 to 10 people.
Oh, geez.
See why it feels like a struggle and why you're not winning. Because you're working with the 5 to 10 people instead of taking the 90 people, the 90 to 95 people, and reprogramming them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you need the 90 to 95 people on your side.
Yep.
Okay. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes. And you know what? I did not know it was like, what part of our brain are we not using over 90%? You said 99%.
Well, the subconscious mind, meaning this, is that, so it's not about the part that we're not using. It's about this, is that, okay, have you ever heard a song before from high school and you immediately thought about what you were doing in high school?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever thought about something in your childhood and a hurt or a upset that was still there even 60 years later?
Yes. Through music. It brings the music brings it.
No, the music doesn't bring it. The music triggers it. Your brain has it stored up. So it's not that the music brings it, because if the music brought it, it would bring your memories to me.
You're right.
Then I would be like, and what the hell were you doing in high school?
No, you're right. It does. It triggers it big time for me.
Okay. Yes. So where is it at? It's in your mind. It's in your, but it's in your mind, right?
Right.
So to make the results that you want, okay. So all of that stuff is stored up. All of that stuff that is stored up in your mind is how the 90 people are programmed. Is all of that past stuff, is all of that programming. And the things that you want and the way that you want to move forward is the conscious, like 5 to 10% of people. The 5 to 10, that's where you want to move forward into. And who do you think is going to win? The past and the past wounding that's covering the 90%? Or the 10 or the 10% that's trying to move in a different direction?
The past wounding.
Past wounding. Okay. So we want to change that. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to picture. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to picture what it would like, what it would feel like to feel like you have plenty of money.
And being skinny.
Okay. All right. One thing at a time there, dear. One thing at a time. Yep. And working on that next. But that also has to do with your relationship patterns and hurt that you're holding on to that and feeling a lot of hurt and needing to protect yourself from men and yada, yada, yada. So that's another thing. One thing at a time, though. And what we're going to work on is specifically your back. So here we go.
Okay.
Okay. So I want you to picture for a moment. I'm going to ask you to picture for a moment what it would look like for you to feel financially safe and feel financially good, like you're financially safe.
Wow.
Okay. When you say wow, why do you say wow?
Because that would be beyond amazing.
Okay. And I want you to notice for a moment. Have you heard Einstein's quote, imagination is the preview of life's coming attraction?
No.
Okay. How many times have you heard our thoughts help create our lives?
Yeah, I guess, you know, and I really haven't heard that one, but I know that there are other ones that I've heard.
Okay. Well, our patterns
along those lines.
Okay, totally. I like to give credit where credit's due. And I think Einstein said it a lot. And who else said it? William James. And so I know that I can tell you the things that I figured out and I came up with and the radical work that I do. And it's so freaking awesome. And then people that discovered other things, I like to make sure and give credit to them. So I know Einstein said it, William James said it, all of that. So our thoughts, our energy helps create our life, help create patterns, all of that. So whether you call it, bingo, let's stick with Einstein. We'll stick with Einstein. Imagination is the preview of life's coming attraction. Okay. So if you think about it for a moment, you've been running the same patterns for 60 years, right? For your whole life. You've had these patterns going on. So how do you think you're going to get new information in your mind to change that?
I have no effing idea.
Okay. Well, first I would start with a vision. I would start with a vision. Okay, because notice, even when you said, oh, seeing yourself with money, you were like, wow.
Wow.
Yes. Okay.
Wow. So empowering.
All right. So let's take a moment to get a few key insights from this moment. You know, first and foremost, wow, as she says, you know, I can't tell you how often people have heard the power of their thoughts or their thoughts help create their life, and yet they don't have a vision. And, you know, in this episode, I want to talk to you more about why having a vision is more important now than ever, okay? So even in this uncertain time, it is important to have a vision. So we're going to unpack that a bit further as we go, but things that you'll want to really note in this moment, first and foremost, where she says, you know, she keeps thinking it's going to get better, the cure is around the corner. I hear that all of the time from people. They're waiting and they're waiting, and their 1 year turns into 2 years, turns into 10 years. I see it, unfortunately, turns into 20 years. I mean, I see that. And so, you know, noticing, if you think about the past episodes, you think about the results that people are getting, you know, if you're somebody who's been stuck in a pattern of feeling like, you know, next year or the year after, or oh, it's just a couple months, I know personally, I was there where I thought, oh my God, my body's just waiting for a while to heal. I felt like I was doing everything right. I was visualizing and, you know, sending energy and all of these things and listening to binaural beats and meditations and all of these things. And I thought, okay, well, I'm just waiting on my body to heal. Oh, it must be next week. Oh, it must be next week. And I hear that, guys. The phrase, the cure is just around the corner, is so, I hear it so often. And I have to say, throughout my like 7 years of injury, I would say probably, you know, a good portion of the time, I felt like, okay, the cure must be around the corner. The cure must, it was my hope, my hopeful voice was the cure must be around the corner. And I see that from a lot of people also. And so remembering to, that you'll want to make sure to have an assertive awareness. Like as long as you're making progress and you're seeing physical changes, that is key. So there's that, you know, I see that all of the time. Also some other key insights, you know, when people have patterns of being in life, and all too often when we have patterns about something, people will beat themselves up and berate themselves or even just feel badly about who they are or what these patterns, the way these patterns show up in their lives, but they never take the time to really get a new vision and program it in and get new information into their mind and into their subconscious minds. We were talking about, you know, the power of getting the information in to your subconscious mind. So all of these are very key, powerful insights for making a real change. And what's also brilliant about this is that when I check into her ailment, her pain that's going on, all of this information is coming from her body. Like all I did, you know, if you think about it for a moment, we didn't start out saying, hey, we're going to talk about money. Instead, it was like, oh, what is your health issue that's going on? And money came up. Now, in saying that, the point being is that as we are going through these, what many people would refer to as very uncertain times, you want to make sure to have a vision moving forward. And we'll talk about even more again why that is. But of course, if you think about stress towards money can affect, obviously, your physical body. And so not only do you want to have a vision as far as maintaining your finances, keeping those in a healthy status and all of that, but also to be able to have your body in optimal health. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and dive back into the rest of that and unpack that even further. But for now, just looking at these key insights, and it's making sure that you have a vision, making sure you're working on getting it into your subconscious mind, being aware of patterns towards money, and really make change around those to open your finances up and your life up in a more positive way. So that said, let's go ahead and dive in and unpack the rest of this. Okay, there you go. Okay, so I want you to get that in your mind. How often do you think you want to get that in your mind?
I guess, 24/7.
Over and over and over. And you want to get it in your mind. How many times did it take before you learned the alphabet?
I have no idea.
At least once though, right?
Yeah, at least once.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask you to picture that for a moment. Bingo. All right. And now we're going to go into a more sensitive spot. So here we go. And so I want you to notice, if I ask you how often you find yourself criticizing yourself for spending money and beating yourself up for spending money and feeling guilty or bad, how often would you say that is for shopping and spending money?
I would say after I've done it and have no money left, yes, then I feel that way.
And if I ask you how long you've had that pattern of feeling like that, how long would you say that is?
Since dinosaurs roamed the earth.
So a day or two ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have had that feeling forever, even when I was a child.
Bingo. Bingo.
We never had what everyone else had. So I had to steal to get what it was that I wanted.
Mm-hmm. So part of the thing I see is right there. So the part of feeling like you had to steal, the part of feeling guilty for spending money and punishing yourself and then spending it and feeling bad for it, all of those patterns are running in your life. Okay. And what's got to happen is you got to be willing to change those and willing to get different information in your mind. Okay. Bingo. So I want you to notice the part of you that feels like you were bad with money before, where you were bad, not only bad as far as bad because you spent it, but also bad because you were stealing and stuff as a kid. Can you see that part?
I didn't feel bad stealing when I was a kid. Never. I never felt bad. But
there's a feeling of feeling like it was wrong. Like,
That was the fun of it.
Okay. And bingo. So that was the fun of it, right? Yeah. So you have fun in doing that.
Yep. But there was also the stress of, am I going to get caught? That was scary.
Okay. There is a feeling. Okay. So there's a feeling of punishment around it. Put it that way. So let me see. Bingo. There's a feeling of punishment around it. And some people might refer to it as karma, so to speak. I see it more so as a feeling bad energy. And we could call it karma. We could call it whatever energy you want to call it. I want you to notice the feeling of doing wrong. Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you, are you willing to let go of that way, of that fear of being caught, of the feeling of stealing, are you willing to do that and to step into energy that feels deserving and feels expansive? So would you be willing to change that?
Absolutely.
Great. And I'm going to ask you to take that in for a moment. And again, I'm going to say that again. I'm going to ask you just for a moment, all of that negative karma, we'll call it that negative energy towards stealing or taking or whatnot and fear of getting caught and all of that negative energy towards that, would you be willing to shift that and leave that go completely and step into even better positive energy towards that, completely 100%?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, but you've got to, of course, discontinue, make sure all of that behavior, all of that energy, all of that is completely gone, right?
It's still in my gut, that the fear that I have, the karma that I have had to not steal, but it is stealing, that I've had to not pay. I always cheat on my taxes and I owe so many people money.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment, who can change that?
I don't know if I, it's really possible.
I have a question for you.
What?
I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Ready?
Yes.
Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to ask you to stand up. Okay. And I want you to go ahead and I want you to think about all that stuff you were just thinking about and let that ship go for a moment. All of it.
Okay. Okay.
All of it. Okay. Watch this. If I'm feeling anxiety and I'm feeling anxiety and I'm feeling anxiety and I'm feeling anxiety about letting go of feeling anxiety and I'm feeling anxiety about letting go of anxiety, how soon till I change?
Never. Probably.
Okay. So I want you to go ahead and keep feeling bad about feeling bad about feeling bad and tell me you can never change it. And how soon do you change?
How soon do I change?
Yeah. If you keep feeling bad about feeling bad about feeling bad and feeling like it's hopeless, how soon do you make this change?
Never, probably.
Never. Do you want to do it different?
Yeah, I do.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and I want you to bring in the awareness that you're willing to do things different. You're willing to do things differently. You're willing to what?
I'm willing to do things differently.
You're willing to
do... And I'm scared shitless.
Okay. I hear you. And, okay. And
so it's uncharted territory.
It
what
is.
What do I do?
But I have a question. You want to keep chartering the same territory?
No.
Okay. You ready to change?
Yes.
Okay. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to picture letting go of all of this negativity. And what it would feel like to really, really make the change. Not just the change. I'm going to ask you to picture yourself walking around feeling like you have money. Like, even if you think about it for a moment, what you've done during this time, you've looked at the problem where people need groceries. You've literally looked at that and you said, people need groceries. Let me go help them get groceries. I can make money from it and I'm helping them, right? So you saw a problem and you're making money from it and they're making money from it or they're getting groceries from it. And it's a good thing, right?
Right. But that's not the way I looked at it though, Brandy.
I understand, but okay. It is. And it's not. You looked at it and said, here's a way I can make money to be able to.
Yes, girl. Yes.
I know that. But I have a question. How many people have you helped?
A lot of people.
How many people have been grateful for you?
Oh my God. One person had their child made a poster to all the people, the shoppers and the delivery people, thanking them. And that just was like, whoa, man. Somebody gave me a card thanking me.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's what business is all about, though. You know what? If somebody, that is what it, like, I never thought I would be doing this. I got better and then was like, okay, I never wanted to, this wasn't what I, like, had in mind to do. It was like people started asking me, how do I get better? And I was like, okay, well, let me help you. And then I realized I just wanted to help people. And then if I was working in something else, I couldn't help as many people. And so you look at what it is. And I discovered a lot of really cool things. And so that's what I love doing is I love sharing with people what I discovered and helping them do it. And so, but point being is that that's what you do. I mean, if you think about a mechanic who owns a car, like if you've ever had a problem with your car or needed your oil changed or your tire changed, you go in and somebody helps you for it. And thank God they do. Cause I don't want to break a nail changing my oil and tires.
Exactly. Or get it all over my hands.
Get it all over my hands. No, and I don't want to sound like, oh, I don't want to break a nail, but I don't.
And I don't either.
Right? And so thank you to them. Thank you to people who do dry cleaning. Thank you to people who have grocery. I mean, thank you. Like, if you think about it, business is a great thing. Like, thank you to, I don't want to sit at home and sew. That's just not my thing. And other people are really great at it. I'd rather, you know, and my mother loves to knit. Me, it's not my favorite thing. So point being is that what you're doing to make money is you're helping people. And
right.
If you have that mindset about helping people and then having it be lucrative, it's a win-win. It's a win-win. It's awesome. And so, bingo. And so watch this. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. I'm going to repeat Einstein's quote. Imagination is the preview of life's coming attraction. I want you to think about that. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the fact that you have had patterns, patterns of relationships, patterns of money. You've had those patterns going on since childhood, right?
Yep.
Okay. What's exciting about patterns is once we see the patterns, we can change them. What's exciting about the patterns is once we see the patterns, we can change them.
I've seen them for years though, Brandy.
But wait. Yep. Question for you. Okay. It's great. How many times have you brought in a vision of seeing yourself with more money and feeling and being abundant? And how
never.
Many times?
Never.
Okay. And so you haven't created new patterns. And how many, and have you fully, authentically cleaned up the guilt and negative energy around money and things like
no,
that?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
So you've seen the problem and then it's just continued. And instead,
right.
Okay. So instead, you want to make a change, which means
yes.
getting a vision, which means changing your behavior and your energy towards money, right? Okay, so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. You've seen the pattern. You're smart, and I love that you've seen the pattern. You've seen the pattern. You know that patterns run in our lives. And so I'm going to ask you, imagine for a moment if I said, hey, I have this pattern and I've seen the pattern and I've seen the pattern and I've seen the pattern. And if I just see the pattern, how quickly till my life changes?
If I just see the pattern?
If I just see the pattern.
It doesn't change.
It doesn't. Okay. So if I see the pattern and I say, you know what? I've got it. I see the pattern. I'm going to create a different pattern. That's it. I'm going to create that pattern. I'm going to shift it. That's it. I am going to get a new pattern in my mind and really program it. And if I change that pattern, what happens to my life? Does it stay the same?
My life will change. My life will change.
My life will change. What if I said, oh, it's hopeless. I can't do this. I haven't tried and I haven't actually put in a new pattern.
That's true. You know what though? You know what this reminds me of? I went to Debtors Anonymous for a while and they're all about vision boards and all of that shit. And it didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. I did the vision boards. I had it in plain sight. I have affirmations right now on my wall in plain sight that my subconscious can pick up on. None of that's worked.
Can I tell you, when I was working on getting better, I wrote about 1,000 or more affirmations a day and it didn't work either. Okay. So I'm not a big, it, honestly,
can I sit
affirmations,
down?
Yes. And
no.
we're gonna do it with standing back up. But this is the affirmations are like looking at an elephant in the room and saying, cat, 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 cat.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't make you feel better. It doesn't change. Yeah. So I'm
You're
not a big
so
fan.
Right. Oh my God. I've never heard it described that way. It's
that,
so true.
Right? It is so true. Okay. So are you willing to change? Are you willing to do things differently?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You see the pattern, right? So I'm gonna ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to picture yourself. I want you to remind your mind. If I see a pattern in my life, I see a pattern since childhood and I go, oh, I see a pattern. Okay. That doesn't change my life. But if I create a different pattern, does my life stay the same or does it change?
Changes.
It changes. It changes. So the thing of it is it the affirmations or the vision board isn't going to necessarily change your pattern. And one of the things you've got to do is you've got to be able to really change your energy around money, the negativity around money, the cutting corners, so to speak, and things like that. Okay. That energy is going to show up. It's going to show up and it shows up in a variety of different ways for people. Honestly, health issues. I see that. I mean, all different types of ways. And so, bingo. And so you'll want to really change that. And by the way, some people have it where they're taking for themselves. I see some people who have the Robin Hood syndrome where they feel like they can take from others and then give it to somebody else and they're still taking. And they go, but I'm
Girl,
taking for somebody
can I tell
else.
You, can I tell you, I would take from others and then I would give it to men.
Yeah. Okay. See, and there you go. And that's what I'm saying. That is a problem too. Okay. Oh. So it will still, even people will be like, but I gave it to somebody poor. Or people will, in the spiritual community, they'll plagiarize stuff or take stuff from people, go, what is to help people? And they don't realize it's the very thing that keeps their life broke. They'd be like, you know, if I said, I invented E equals MC squared, people would be like, nah, Einstein did that. But I see people all the time doing that, and it keeps them I mean, they're not doing Einsteins, but all kinds of things. You see, integrity is so key. And so here we go. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment. I'm going to ask you, are you willing to change?
Yes, I am willing to change.
I want you to just for a moment, bring in the feeling of feeling great energy, being willing to change, being willing. Now, can you, like, if you think about it for a moment, if I said, oh, I want to change this pattern and I'm going to pretend to change, how much does that change the energy?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. So I got to make a real change, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in this case, you want to make a real change. You got to really, really, really change. So I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling. I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of feeling like a good person, of wiping the slate clean from the past, of feeling guilty and bad and the past behavior and all that stuff. And going, you know what? You're willing to change. You're willing to not take from one person to give to a man or for yourself or whatever else, or cut corners financially and blah, blah, blah. But you're willing to do things right. You know, it's crazy because I'll see people repeatedly who feel like they're stuck financially. So then they cut a bunch of corners financially, and then it works out worse for them, that then they don't have business or they don't have money or they don't have, and it ends up in this terrible cycle, because then they cut more corners and take more things. And then because of that, then they end up more broke and more broke, and all, it just, it goes the wrong way. And it's like, kind of like, if you've heard, have you ever heard that before, where you hear before, like, frustration breeds more frustration, where you're frustrated about something, and the more you try to do it, the more frustrated you get.
Yeah.
Have you done that before, where you've been frustrated and it just grows and grows and grows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
So I'm going to ask you to look at your energy towards money. And instead of going down that path and more and more and more and more and more and feeding it right now in this moment, you've been making good money.
Yeah. I'm making good money, I would say, for shopping and delivering groceries to people. Yeah. I probably could make about $4,000 a month if I wanted to.
Okay. And so, bingo.
If my foot didn't hurt so bad.
Okay. And so here we go. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to bring in the feeling of being willing to change and being willing to let the negativity go and being willing to change 100%. Being willing to change 100%. Are you willing to change?
Yes, I'm willing to change.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to stand up for a moment. And I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your back.
It seems better.
Yes.
It's not as... It seems better. I don't know. I have to walk around and tell you.
There you go. Okay, if I ask you right now.
It feels looser.
Uh-huh. If I ask you what your level is right now, what's your level?
For my back, probably, it doesn't feel bad right now.
Exactly. It doesn't feel bad right now. So, I love your face. I love your face. So this is the thing you want to know, is that every ailment in our body, it's giving us a message to change. It's kind of like if we were in GPS and if we're driving along and GPS says left turn, and we're like going and driving on this like bumpy road and it's really, really bumpy, and GPS is saying left turn, and we're like, shut up, GPS. But instead, it's giving us a message to change. And so your body, that has been giving you a message to change and to stop and to really be willing to change what you're doing. And so again, I'm going to ask you, bingo. I'm going to ask you, now this is the thing. You can see how your body responded. I didn't do it. You did it by thinking in a different way. So if you think about it, that's your energy. I love your facial expression right now. Like, what the heck?
I'm like trying to figure this one out.
You look perplexed and blown away.
I am.
Okay, absolutely. And so this is the thing, is if you go back into the old, it's going to come back. If you stay in the new and you say, okay, I'm willing to change this energy. That's it. I have a way to make money. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to picture myself making money every day, and I'm going to keep going and feeling this. I'm going to stay in integrity, feel in integrity, and keep going. It just gets better and better, and keep that vision going and feel it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I'm butting. I have like the worst feeling in my stomach right now, like this, and this anxiety coming up inside of me, in my stomach and in like my heart chakra. Like there's something in me that doesn't want to let go of this.
All right, so let's go ahead and stop it right here. There are multiple things going on. You know, as you notice, her pain is gone, and also you notice she's having a little bit of issues actually taking the information in fully. So there is a discomfort, as she mentions, in her stomach, okay? So first and foremost, awesome job. She got her pain gone and the discomfort gone. And by the way, I have to say, watching her in her facial expression when she was like moving around going, oh my God, it was just the biggest perplexed look ever, like WTF, what happened? Okay. And so I love that because she did it. And she can also see that the connection has to do with the stress regarding money. And so there's that. And she was able to shift it. Now, as you notice, there's a bit of a hook piece right there because it didn't set so well with her. There's more going on. And I have to say, that is common when it comes to money. Money is one of those topics that people really have a lot of emotions about, a lot of emotions that are contradictory from one another. You know, they can love it and hate it at the same time and fear it and feel like it's safe at the same time. I mean, there's so many different emotions that come in regarding money. And so for that reason, what I want to do with this episode is actually break it in half, because I want you to be able to get the most amount of information out of it. And so that said, there's a whole second half to this same interview, but we're going to go ahead and pause it right there to give you some key things that you can implement in your life. And then we'll go ahead and continue on with the other half of the interview on the next episode. And so some key takeaways at this point are, first and foremost, the fact that she can literally shift it in one area, but then she's feeling a little nervousness or upset stomach, like it's not setting well. And so you can notice how you can create changes that feel positive, but that there's something further going on. And so, again, we're going to talk about that in the next episode. As far as my biggest recommendation right now, you know, I mentioned earlier that having a vision at this time and with everything that we're going through is more important than ever. And that's for multiple reasons. I mean, first and foremost, because with a lot of the fear and the chaos and all of those, this, you know, wording around us and energy that's going on around all of us, it's important to keep your inner focus of where you want to go. So then, you know, what you hear or what you see on social media or what you hear on the news or different things like that isn't shaping your destiny, that you're in control of your mind and the way you want to go. And so I highly recommend having a vision moving forward. Now, how you want things to be. Now, let's be honest here for a moment and just really real with what's real. And the reality of it is that there are a lot of people who would say, I don't know, because I have a lot of uncertainty, because I don't know what to visualize, because, you know, where are we going to be? And I don't know if we're, my job is going to be here or not or what. And so if you're somebody who's got a lot of uncertainty about your position or your role or, you know, your job function, whatnot, my biggest suggestion would be to at least picture yourself doing financially well, that you're feeling financially great. You see yourself with money and you're doing well. Because a few things, what happens is the more you hold on to that vision and you really feel it, the more it's going to help gear your mind and your subconscious mind towards that direction. And as everything's changing right now, you know, I know a lot of different industry changes and economic changes. And so it can also help you if you picture yourself having a great financial outcome, that things are going well, it will help you to make decisions that will help take you towards your vision. And so adding some clarity around that, you know, heading towards your vision, that's going to be key of everything being okay. And also making the inner voice louder than the negative chaos or words and all of that that you hear around you. And by the way, when I say making it louder than all of the negative talk and all of that around you, it doesn't mean that you don't want to pay attention to what's going on also. Because what's key right now is also being able to pivot. And I love that Linda did that. I love that she was able to pivot. You know, there she goes, not being able to pay her bills initially, to saying, okay, well, I'm going to be a shopper and I'm going to love it. And I love that she's doing it. You know, she's taking care of getting groceries for elderly people or people who are busy. I know, you know, she, of course, got my groceries for me and my schedule's been very busy. And so it's very helpful for her to be able to bring me my groceries is very, very helpful. And so I'm grateful. And so she's been able to do that. And I love it. You know, there are a lot of people who are even outside right now protesting, upset that they don't have work or, you know, that they're out of work and they can't work and they can't pay their bills. And yet there are jobs that are going on, like this pivot to be able to do shopping and whatnot. And so not to say it's for everybody or anything like that, just saying that, you know, in the pivot, by her being able to pay attention and pivot, she actually did great at getting another job that, you know, she's making money at. So that's wonderful. So point being is I'm not saying get a vision, focus solely on that, and don't pay attention to everything around you. Instead, have a vision and also pay attention to different ideas. And by the way, what happens is the more we have a vision and the more we align our mind with where we want to go, what happens is ideas start to come into your mind. And so, you know, kind of like this, I mean, when I was getting better from my injury, I mean, I even started getting a vision towards my finances. You know, I went from like being on a disability income, you know, for 7 years. And by the way, living in California, owning my own house, living on disability, you can't keep up with bills. I mean, having a disability income is not enough to pay a house payment in California. And so my finances went down the tube in a really bad way. And so, you know, as I started getting better, I was like, oh, I need to make sure to get a vision for finances. And that's one of the things that I did, is I didn't know initially what I was going to do. I actually renewed my certifications to go back to network engineering and operations. And that was my thought, was that I was going to go back. Yet at the time, working 40 hours a week still wasn't possible. And part-time network engineering didn't exist as far as the job goes. And so that was still like stuck in that place of not, you know, not yet all the way better. What am I going to do? And I did. I started getting a vision of just me having money, and all kinds of things unfolded. I mean, I didn't initially just jump into what I'm doing now at all. Beautiful things unfolded to then bring me ultimately to where I am today. And so, of course, you want to make sure to have that vision. Okay. Now, something else to note, you know, if you heard her and I were talking about affirmations, you know, that affirmations don't really work. And so I want to break that down a bit more because, you know, when you think about it for a moment, affirmations is really about affirming something to your mind, telling yourself something over and over and over again. And in some cases, people can get a little bit of a feeling there or whatnot, a little bit of movement. But ultimately, if you stop and think about it for a moment, and you think about this episode, or you think about past episodes, and you notice what I'm doing to help people get results, is I'm working on helping them to create an emotional shift. Okay, so an emotional shift. And of course, emotions sound so basic, unless of course we look at them through the awareness that emotions are actually energy. Emotions are the most tangible form of energy that we have. They're the form of energy that everybody can feel, you know? So even when I connected with her, I was checking into her energy, but emotions are energy that we can all feel, our emotions. And that, of course, is energy. And so point being is that ultimately I want somebody to have an emotional shift. And so I'd like to give you an exercise that I'll have people do at times to help, you know, as opposed to doing affirmations, or something that I call power writing. And what it is it's just making a list of things. So instead of like where affirmations are, you take the same thing and you repeat it over and over, like I am happy, I'm healthy, or I am whatever it is, and try to convince yourself of something. In the case of power writing, what it has to do with is writing something to specifically feel differently. So for example, if we do use the example of love, for instance, you know, somebody who's maybe feeling unloved, instead of them saying, I am loved, I am loved, I am loved, that's not going to create a ton of feeling. But instead, if they made a list of saying, you know what, I love so-and-so, and I know that they love me. And I love so-and-so, and I know that they love me. And I love so-and-so, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my blah, 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 and making a list, right? And so making a list, and then with power writing, what you do is then you look at the list and you purposely take in the feeling as much as you can. And so, you know, purposely taking in the feeling. And so it would be like, you know, if somebody was trying to go down that list and create that feeling of love, you know what? My mother really loves me and I really love her. And my dad really loves me and I really love him. I'm going to stop for a moment and feel that. Oh, and you know what? My brother really loves me and I really love him. And my sister really loves me and I really love her. And my aunt really loves me and I really love her. And you go down the... And what happens is you can create a feeling from it. So you use it to help you create a feeling and get that feeling in more and more and more. And so instead of just affirming something, it's really about trying to make a list to help you break through to create even more of the emotion. And then you can read the list and purposely bring the feelings in. Just like if you think about when I was working with her, I'm like, okay, can you bring that feeling in and really feel it? And so ultimately, you can do that same thing with power writing. Is just write that list that's going to help you feel that, and then look over the list and purposely take in the feelings. And so that's key. And so that's what I'd highly recommend. That's why I wanted to pause it for a moment, is I really want to take this time and make sure that you're able to start getting a vision for yourself moving forward, for your health, for your finances, for your life, getting in a vision, making sure to use that, get it into your subconscious mind, which means you got to get it in with repetition. And so that said, I'd highly recommend starting to create some emotional shifts, starting to bring in this vision. And then we're going to pick up the rest of the interview next week. You know, if you think about, there were some things that came up for her as far as some integrity pieces with money. And that came up. And of course, that's the reason why I wanted to change her name, is just because some that some pieces came up with that, and that will unravel a bit more. And then also you'll see other blocks in her mind that are literally creating catch-22s when it comes to money. So then when she's trying to bring in positive towards it, there's stuck spots, which again is actually really common for the majority of people that I work with to have mixed emotions on one level or another, especially towards money. And so that's where we're going. I highly recommend, you know, listening to this, following through, doing what you can and what you want to bring into your life. And I look forward to then connecting with you on the next episode to take this to the next level. And so I want this to be helpful in your life, because ultimately there are more people right now on unemployment and without jobs than during the Great Depression. And so that's a lot. And so again, the more people who do well financially, who continue to succeed, who get innovative, who pivot, different things like that, the more people who do that, the better it is for our world, the better it is for our economy, our country, the better it is for all of us. And so on that note, by the way, please make sure to share this with your family and friends, and let's see if we can create more people getting an open mindset to the awareness of abundance and happiness, health, abundance, love, all of it. You know, that's where we all need to be headed. And so that said, I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode to take it to the next level. Have an incredible rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.